If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It has been a journey, Wayne. I have aged poorly this offseason. I know a lot of our listeners have as well, but it's Tuesday. The 49ers are officially reporting for training camp. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are going to be doing a press conference a little bit later today. This is recorded before then. But man, I'm so glad to be here with you. We made it through the offseason, Wayne. How are the vibes?
The vibes are great. We get back, you know, take another swing at this Super Bowl, man. It's been a long time. It's been a long process, you know. So long train running. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Since I left you. Hey, without a dope beat, the step two. No, but seriously, like it's been a few rocky roads, you know. And I was excited to get some off-season stuff. I really did enjoy that receiver show. It just gave me a different perspective. I don't know if that's what they meant to do, but that's what I took from it on the receivers and their roles and their responsibilities and how beat up they get. You know, like that, it just hit me a little differently. And so I can't wait to see. I was just on my Instagram live, John. I think Deebo Samuel has a breakout freaking season. And he already did it, like, once. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does it again. And I just think he's going to have a breakout season. If he can stay healthy, that's scary for the NFL, in my opinion.
I love it, man. And also, the chat, it's... I'm seeing some names I ain't seen in a little bit, and it just brings warmth to the heart. What's up? Don't bother me. We got Steve in the house. RTP, he been with us. Hey, Sin. We got Steven, Dave, JP, Dan. Oh, what's up, Michael? Appreciate you guys. Even Thomas. Like, this is what's happening now. Scott Hill in the house. This is awesome, man. I'm so pumped just to have new news. And so today's show, we've got way too much planned because we're going to be a hard out at 11 because of the press conference. We're going to be talking about players that we think might end up on the, or start off on the PUP NFI list. We're going to talk about where the 49ers secondary ranks across the NFL and how that's different. We're even going to make a prediction. What's going to happen with Ayuk? And we're going to put dates to it, whether he re-signs, plays on the fifth-year option, gets traded, whatever. I don't know Wayne's answer. He doesn't know mine just yet, so we'll see what that is. And we're going to do a little Wayne's in charge. And this is where I want to start today, Wayne.
You got me singing Charles in Charge in my head.
There we go. Man, I used to watch
Charles
that all the time.
Charles in Charge
of our lives.
Is that? Yeah.
So the question is, let's just say you were in charge of something inside of training camp. What would you want to see changed? Whether that's this player should get, you know, starter or backup snaps. We want to change this personnel group. We want to rotate here. Play calls, literally whatever comes to mind. What is something that if you had some type of control, you would throw this in at 49ers training camp?
Yeah. That's a tough question because you want your ones to get the reps, period. Like, they need the reps. But then you need your twos to get the reps because you need to know who's going to be able to spell, who's going to be able to back up, who can replace a one. God forbid you get an injury, so they need a certain amount of reps. And then you want to see what you got out of some of these young cats. So I would like to see the rotation, you know, at some of the skill positions, I think. You know, the rotation, I would like to see that be updated a little bit, and the personnel groupings. I would like to see some 4-wide receiver sets out there. I would like to see a 5-wide receiver set out there, you know what I'm saying, and see how Kyle Shanahan, what he can learn or what he can get from that if he ever chooses to use it. We've never done that, but, you know, it would be really cool. And I mean, when I say 5-wide receiver sets, I mean no running backs. Like, you get what I'm saying? No tight ends.
Not even DMC.
Not even – none of them. I want to see a 5-wide receiver set. I want to see how the
league
will –
what's your 5B?
That's dope ass question. Now that's a question, you know.
Ayuk, Deebo,
Jennings, and then the question is, can you put Chris Conley out there? Right, I think he would be a good guy. And then you want to see what you can get from Ricky Pearsall. I think that would be a great 5-wide receiver set. All guys with good hands. They can catch the ball. They do different things. They will work. Can you imagine what the ziggy zag pattern would look like if you seen something like that? What the route tree would look like? That would be some scary junk, right? Like, that would be.
I'm excited about it. I mean, it turns me on. I'm going to be honest.
Right. Like, I would love to see that. Now, that you know, because now you're forcing defenses to put out these dime packages and how they're going to be able to cover. These defenses don't got 5 stellar defensive backs. You know what I'm saying? Kyle could take advantage of some stuff like this. Four wide receiver sets would be more ideal. But even when I said in the 3-wide receiver sets, let's mix it up. Let's put out a rookie with a vet and such and such and such. You know, 2 vets and a rookie, 2 vets and a second-year player. Let's mix them up. I think the Niners have a bunch of receivers that they can do some damage with. And I want to see what Danny Gray can do. Did he get himself right health-wise? Can he go out there, run some of the route tree, not just the thing down the field? And I want to see if Purdy can hit him deep.
I like that. Yeah, you know, in my list, I put more 11 personnel, one running back, sprint, one tight end, which is three wide receivers. 49ers were second fewest 11 personnel team in the NFL last year. So I would like to see that more, especially with the number two tight end question marks. I think Logan Thomas and Eric Sauber to hold that down. But, man, you kept all your wide receivers and you drafted two more in the first and fourth round. Let's get them out there a little bit. You know, I had one. I really want D Winners to be the number three linebacker to start. That's one where I'm just like, man, can I just pencil this in?
So is it Warner, Campbell, Winters? Is that
that's what I would like? That would be my starting three for camp and see if he can handle it. Now, what I think is going to happen is going to be DFF at that number three spot, but that's not what I want to happen.
That's not going to happen. That can't happen. That won't happen. You know why? DFF, I think he knows his role. He's an injured replacement guy. And I know Dre Greenlaw, he was already injured. We're talking about, like, if an injury was to happen,
right,
he would be the replacement guy. And I think I'm okay with that. I don't think he progresses to be a Sam or a Will linebacker in the NFL. Maybe better at the mic, but you're not moving Fred Warner, right? And so that's going to be
Campbell's played Mike as well, so I think, you know,
you're more confident there, right?
Yeah.
That's two all pros. You got two all pros on in your linebacking court. The 49ers have two all pro linebackers.
And that's not even Dre Greenlaw, who
might be the best out of all three.
He's freaking awesome, man. I love it. Shout out to Steven. Don't bother me. He says, smash the like, subscribe if you haven't. Last but not least, share and tell a friend. I love that. And I got to say this. If Wayne Breezy's back, guys, like I asked him before the show, I was like, are you back? He's like,
yeah,
I'm back. So whatever you're doing this week, just want to update you on his show channel, The Wayne Breezy, all formats, The Wayne Breezy. He's got Monday and Mike with the BAM show with Mike Andrews, who I'm the biggest fan of. By the way, Mike might be coming out to Seattle for us on the 49ers rush trip.
Seattle. Hey,
we're going to take that place over. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, The Wayne Breezy by himself, which is kind of one of my favorite times. I get selfish. I talk too much, so it's nice to hear just from Wayne. And then his Patreon. If you haven't checked out his Patreon yet, please go do so. That is huge to support kind
Appreciate
of that. All the stuff going on. And, man, I just love this chat. I've seen so many great people.
Can you pull
Tanya
up 49ers Sports Talk comment? Because I like
one?
This
He's
comment.
Got a bunch. He's got a lot of good ones.
Three linebacker sets don't have a ton in today's passing NFL. Can I just – I just want to talk about that.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in Sam Tipper, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams, one pass yard. Bet $20, you win 60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, because go ahead.
He's 100% correct. The difference between three linebacker sets and 49ers three linebacker sets is their linebackers can cover the pass. I think that's what separates their linebackers from the rest of the linebackers in the NFL. And so you're only asking one or two to do the pass coverage, where the other focuses on that strong side and they focus on making sure they stop the run, right? So who's your best tackling linebacker? Strong side. Who's your best covering linebacker? Weak side. And the Mike does both. I think when you have Fred Warner and Devondre Campbell, I don't think you lose. I'm not saying Devondre Campbell is better than Dre Greenlaw and what sense, but I don't think you're losing much because you have a former All-Pro playing with a chip on his shoulder. Mm. And so he's got a lot to prove to himself and the NFL and the 49ers for even taking a stab at him. There's no way he's not making his team. This dude is going to make the squad with his eyes closed because he has a lot to prove. That's crazy. Don't forget, he can cover. And I think that's what separates the 49er linebackers. So, yes, 49ers Sports Talk, you're 100% correct on your normal teams. But our linebacking coach, Johnny Holland, right? Our linebacking coach specifically scouts specific types of linebackers. That's why I think, and John thinks, if I'm not mistaken, he's high on D. Winters. Because when you go back and you watch that game against Michigan – D. Winters was all over the field.
I will never forget where I was that game. We were in Vegas for one of our Rush road trips, and the TCU Michigan game was on the same time. And every like 10 minutes, you would just hear an F-bomb screamed out as loud as you possibly could from Wade. And I felt so bad because I've been in that position, and I get it. He's working and hanging out with fans, but his team's playing. Oh, man.
It was tough,
that dude.
Man. It was tough.
I'm glad that you could look past that. You could recognize D. Winters for what he is.
Like, oh, he's a 49er now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? He's a 49er now. Look, the key is that he's all over the field, and I think he would play better on the weak side. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's big enough or built strong enough to be that strong linebacker to stop that run. But he could fill gaps, and he could tackle, and he could blitz. His speed, right? You asked about speed. So he has that. He has the ability to play on the line of scrimmage to get to the quarterback. I think he could cover, and I think that's key. And I think that's what separates our linebackers from the others. So I know a lot of people want to see Jalen Graham out there, and I could dig it. But I think it's more of a tough hill for him to climb up there, especially since they drafted Tatum Bethune. And I want to – it's going to be competition. Yep. There it is.
I mean, it's you got three young pups fighting for spots. Now, here's the positive. If there is a positive about the pup, is because Dre Greenlaw is going to be on the pup, he's going to start and on the initial, he doesn't count as a roster spot. So you're going to get to keep an extra rookie on the 53, not rookie, but young guy, whether it's Jalen Graham, D. Winters, I think is a lock, or Tatum Bethune. You might be able to keep all three. Like, there's a legit possible chance that that takes place. And so it's going to give him a little bit longer time to develop, which is huge. Shout out to my man, JP, speaking of Seattle. Thanks for the super chat. He says, let's see what rookie wide receiver is going to stand through it all. Jacob Cowing is never going to get the attention Ricky Pearsall did because he's a fourth rounder versus a first rounder. But we haven't really seen Cowing because
we haven't seen Pearsall neither.
He was out there at least practicing. He had the blue non-contact jersey.
I heard that Cowing was beating the defenses deep.
I'm just saying, man, I want to see it.
I know we haven't seen it. You know what I mean? But those were the stories from OTAs. And I think because of the injury, if he starts on the NFI list, which he's on it, so I don't expect him to be at camp right now. Because we don't know what that injury is to Ricky Pearsall. But this is a chance. We talked about guys getting opportunities. And I, you know, once you get your opportunity, you just got to make, you got to blow. You got to let it leave it out there all on the football field every day, though. It's not like you have one good day and then you be like, yeah, excuse me. No, it's got to be consistent and consecutive, you know, for the coach to even be like, yo, who's that guy? Y'all watch enough Hard Knocks to where y'all know for now that the coaches don't know what the hell is going on. Head coach don't really know what the hell is going on until that particular player does something that catches the head coach's attention. Because the head coach is all over everywhere. Their minds are everywhere, right? And so we watched enough Hard Knocks to know that in order to stand out, you got to do something. I think Jacob Cowing may be able to just do that, kid from Arizona. So we'll see what happens, man. I think him and Danny Gray battle for a spot. I really think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's well said. Mosquito Killer, what's up, Sean? Appreciate the super chat. Guy. He says, so excited for camp. Season's here. Finally get hopefully get over the hump and get six this year. So excited about a lot of the rookies. It's exciting. We haven't had first-round picks. We haven't had second-round picks. And so now we got, man, a whole bunch. And the Niners, they keep most of their rookies. They just don't get to play a lot during the season. So their time is training camp and preseason. We get to kind of figure out what we have. But, man, Sean, I really appreciate you. And I agree with you, man. I am with you wholeheartedly. Real quick, Hugo, I like this question. Any thoughts on the recent talk about Purdy still rehabbing through 2023 season, playing like a dog and still not fully there? Wayne, what do you think? You know, the report came out that he was still having to go through rehab for his elbow all throughout the season.
I don't see anything wrong with that. It could be just precautionary things. It could be something that he wants to add to his, you know, to his session. I'm sure, you know, just to make sure that things are working and you know, doing what they need to do to heal properly. But if you mean to tell me Brock Purdy played like a top five quarterback rehabbing, shoot. And yeah. So whatever it takes, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time and money on their bodies. You know, some guys will spend $250K a year just to make sure that their bodies are right. If he's spending this time to make sure that his rehab is going well, to make sure that he's getting the proper, you know, fluidity in his throwing elbow and all that good stuff, let him do it. Let him do it. When he is ready to overcome that and feel like he doesn't need it anymore, he'll stop. So I don't think this hinders him, hurts him in any kind of way. If anything, it's a benefit because he played really good rehabbing. Now that we know that he was rehabbing. We didn't know then he was rehabbing.
Yeah. Now, speaking of rehabs, here's some of the potential players, not that I'm predicting will be, but could be just because of past injuries on the PUP, physically unable to perform, or the NFI, non-football injury, which Ricky Pearsall is. These players, again, it's going to be the PUP active, which means they can be activated any day up until the 53-man roster. Dre Greenlaw is probably the most obvious. Charvarius Ward, he had that offseason core surgery. So did George Kittle.
I think Jake Brendel goes up there.
Jake Brendel, John Feliciano.
People thought I was crazy. They think I'm crazy when I'm talking. And it's okay. These are okay. And this is that precautionary method I was talking about taking. There's no point in having these particular type of veterans come in until they're fully cleared and ready to play. And right now, they don't need to be fully cleared and ready to play. They need to be fully cleared and ready to play when the season kicks off, right?
Right.
So you can start these guys on the, up into that August date, right? They can stay on the PUP, and then we'll find out if their injury is a little bit more severe. And if so, they go to the IR. Hopefully they go after they make the roster, so that way they're not out for the season. So that's a whole nother conversation. Like, you know. So we're going to see what happens. Maybe Drake Jackson is up there. Thank you, 49ers Sports Talk, because he's returning.
Talanoa, that's the big one too. Talanoa Hufanga.
Do you think he starts on the PUP, or do you think you do? Okay, I was hoping he would come back.
He said, like, my goal isn't to be back for the start of training camp. My goal is to be back week one.
The beginning when we won. Yeah, same thing with Mooney Ward though.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be shocked. Ease them into it. That seems to be the 49ers kind of MO. Allow the rookies to get their snaps. Ease in the vets. Like, it's basically an extra way to give them days off. You know what I mean?
Like legally. Like, contractually. Right. Like, without them binding the agreement. I agree.
What's up, Paul?
Paul, what's going on, bro?
Football is back, my friend. So good to see you.
Ooh, and Vader got a dope question.
Can
Hufanga could lose his job? It's not really a question. I don't see.
I'm way off on this. I disagree completely.
Yeah, I don't see him losing his job. I think it's more a gain for the 49ers to have, because out of those safeties, Hufanga is the only All Pro. I know people forget All Pro to add it to their name, but when you become an All Pro, you know, you did something really good to stand out. And I want to remind people, pre-injury, Huff was leading the 49ers in interceptions. Now, that was pre-injury, and that was like at 4. Like, right?
I don't think people realize how good he was. It's weird.
His role was different, though. Like, so people were like, he ain't the same Huff. I get it. I got you. I'm with you.
But as soon as he went down, the outside toss opened wide open. Like, he kept it all in check. And as soon as that injury happened,
you're preaching now.
Teams could run outside again. They could not with him. It's Huff, big gap for me. Jair Brown, and giant gap. And the rookie.
Right. Like, and I'm high on Malik Mustafa.
Same.
I just don't know if he'll be able to grasp the concepts. The athleticism is there. But we had the athleticism in Jair Brown. Hey, do this, guys. Do me this homework, right? Go watch Jair Brown, rookie season last year. Watch him in the preseason where he struggled. Watch him in his first start where he struggled, right? And then watch how he progressed when the game started slowing down. I think grasping the concepts of your responsibilities in cover 2, cover 3, we didn't do much cover 4, but just knowing, you know, the safeties are a huge part of the 49ers defense. Huge. And if you ask Johnny Dell, he will break it down. Like, and on certain coverages, the buzz coverages, the it's just so much to talk about, right? Huge role for a rookie. It's tough. Jair Brown struggled. Talanoa Hufanga struggled early. Like, and I don't think they're super great at it still, right? And so it's tough as a safety. I think Malik Mustafa will be utilized properly, eased in, you know, and you're hoping that the more reps he gets, the more it slows down for him as he plays football.
That's awesome. Other things that are awesome, JP Hellehard gifted 5 memberships to our YouTube channel. Appreciate that. If y'all click on that, you get access to that. Really appreciate that, JP. Your generosity You're the freaking man. Absolutely incredible. I love this community so freaking much.
It's a beautiful community.
One more thing I want to bring up about Jair Brown, who I like a lot. He needed time to prepare. Whenever his two best games early on were against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had time both times. He knew the tape, all that stuff. His next best game was the Super Bowl, had the full week off, all that stuff. It just takes time for him to get to where he's going to be. And I'm super excited about long term. But, man, I cannot stress this enough. Talanoa Hufanga is a freaking beast, man.
And it's his versatility, too, right? You could play him. I miss the year with him and Gibson, where they were just interchangeable. Like, oh man, you would see Gibson start at single high, come down, get into the box, Talanoa Hufanga drop back. And they would do it like all the time. And it was just, I think it threw the defenses off. It was crazy. Now I love Hufanga more in the box because we know he's going to lay a big hit. And I think that's the only thing he needs to improve on. I think his open field tackles, he's got to get a little bit better at that. I think the only issue when it comes to Talanoa Hufanga and why they need to ease him back in, is he going to be able to play with the mentality to just throw his body around like he used to? I mean, when you tear your ACL, you know you come in playing a little gingerly. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even know where that term came from, because ginger is good. But you come in playing a little timid, and I'm hoping you don't get that from him. And I think once he gets over that hump, and you heard Malik Mustafa talk about it, because he tore his ACLs in college. And he was like, when I got that first hit and I realized I still had the, you know, I could cut, I could bounce, I could do whatever. He was good. So we'll see what happens with Hufanga.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I like it. Now, a couple things. I do want to make everybody know we're going to be having a Jerry Rice Zoom hangout session this Thursday. So the very first training camp I get access to is Thursday morning. So we're going to be doing a Zoom session Thursday evening at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, where we're going to go over and hang out and tell you all the things that I've seen at training camp. I'll be there with my notebook, and I'll walk away with about 3.5 pages of notes like I usually do. And we'll go through that and some of the things that we've seen. Also, I loaded a new video with my man Ansh, just on the development of motions and the evolution of offensive motion and what that means in the NFL, which was not planned to be a Patreon thing, but it was so fun. He's writing a paper for college in sports broadcasting, which is cool. And so we did an interview, and so I thought I'd share that. So go check that out. That's in our Football 101 whole thing. And again, the Wayne Breezy over on Patreon. Support this man. That's what's up. Let's go to this question. This was from Niner Stew on Twitter. He's, you know, the 49ers secondary, we've been talking safeties and just the competition there. This is the best 49ers secondary by far since Shanahan showed up. But how do they rank just from an NFL perspective, Wayne? Where do you kind of pencil them in amongst other NFL secondaries?
Man, you got to pencil them in at the top. Because as a group, collectively, they get it done, right? Tied for first in interceptions with, I think, Chicago. I think that's who they were tied with. Don't remember. It's been a minute. But they're tied for first with 20-plus interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. 22. And that's the second year in a row they were high up there in the 20s. You know what I mean? And so you got to – now, you factor in some of those interceptions came from your linebacking core, blah, 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 blah. I get it. But – as far as secondary, I mean, they didn't get beat deep a lot. And they played a lot of over coverage, kept everything underneath. They didn't get beat. They tackled very well. You know, and they didn't allow a lot of scoring. Now, I don't know how much you want to attest to you having a great defensive line to that, but I think the secondary can hold their own weight against some of these tops. Secondaries in the NFL, the 49ers had one of the top ones without having those superstar studded names. And I like Chavarius Mooney Ward, but I don't think he's like a superstar studded name like, you know, like the kid from Sauce Gardner. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or like those guys. Even Jalen Ramsey, who I think is washed. I don't think he's a superstar studded name, but he fits the 49ers. He fits this defense like a glove. And I think his ability and his length to be able to play press, to be able to play a little bit off, his ability to recover is uncanny. And then you get the dog and Diamandre Lenore. They've proven to be a great 1-2 punch. It's different than having Deion Sanders and Eric Davis, but this might be one of the top secondary 1-2 punches the 49ers have had in a long time.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Invader says, I think they play a lot less cover three.
Bingo.
It's been a lot more quarters, cover six, which cover is a six. Hybrid, and some cover two stuff. Yeah, there's still some cover three in there, but I do agree. I think the NFL in general is moved away from this Seattle defense cover three. Even when you look at teams like Robert Saleh, who came from there, the 49ers, D'Amico Ryans, who coached under, like, it's the evolution of offense or defenses continues to change. And they're kind of even moving away from this Fangio shell system almost in general. I don't think the 49ers are there yet, but yeah, I think the change happens. For me, I put the Niners top three.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Jets, I think who we're going to see week one, their cornerbacks are second to none. Their safety's not.
They're
so
probably
much.
Number one, right? Like the Jets got those dogs, man.
They do.
That's respect.
Yeah. And then I'd probably say Baltimore. Those are kind of the two secondaries where it's like, man, they've got the all pros. And I would argue the number one safety in the NFL right now
and
is
Kyle Hamilton. Yeah, man. And he showed up. He showed up and showed out.
My biggest issue was Cleveland Browns. Like, are we ahead, behind them? Like, they're pretty good. So, yeah, I think top five's fair. If you rank them 2-4, I don't have a problem with that. I doubt anybody ranks the 49ers' entire secondary outside of the top five because they have depth at corner and safety like nobody's business. So,
and I think that's what the Niners did this year. They made sure that the depth was good. Like, you know what I mean? They went out and got some vets that fit like a glove, right? They got Isaac Yiadom. They got Rockison. I'm not sure he makes this roster, but we'll see what happens. But they got some vets that they feel like can fit what the Niners are trying to do in their secondary. Aggressiveness. Ability to catch the ball, ability to bat down the ball, the PBUs. I think that's huge. Look at the way that they drafted guys. They got a little young dog in Renardo Green. We'll see what he's going to be able to blossom into. But the Isaac Yiadom piece is going to be huge for the Niners because they got another lockdown outside guy who is like the perfect combination between Diamandre Lenore and Chavarius Mooney Ward. He's like, if you put those two together, you get Yiadom. And so, like, I'm excited to see how we interchange these guys. Like, you start the two, and then you bring in the nickel, you move Lenore down to the nickel, you bring Yiadom to the outside. It's going to be really hard to throw on to the outside. So I think the Niners secondary, you know, as a whole, you know, might be more closer to that number one spot going into this season because of the way that they addressed it. Now, you're right. The other teams got the superstars and the all pros, but do they have the depth? And I think that's the question because guys get injured, and that's what happens.
What happened in that Super Bowl, man? Yeah, no, you had all those injuries. No, Debo, comment. Kittle, Feliciano.
Now, see, I would have had the Chiefs in the top five, but they lost their all pro to free agents or trade or free agents. I can't remember which one it was.
And they've made a living, like, you know, getting these rookies and bringing up these young guys. But, yeah, I mean, they've still got a top 10. Justin Reed, Cook's there, McDuffie. They've got Connor. Because they brought in Shamari Connor, who's elevated, which is why they let Legarius go. But they're still, yeah, they're up there, man. They got a solid group. Ah, hate the Chiefs. All right,
now. That's where you went. Thank you.
There we go. Yeah. Let's do this. Shout out to 49ers Throwback. He says, thanks for tuning in, Faithful. Hafty training camp day. It's a holiday for sure. Make sure to smash that like button, subscribe. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet. That helps us out tremendously. All right, Wade, we're going to do it.
Let's do it.
Ayuk prediction time. Michael says, would be nice to get news of Ayuk signing this week too. So here's what we're going to do. Wayne and I got my notes and I'm saving this because Wayne's usually right at these things. When will Ayuk sign his extension, or will he play the fifth year option out, or will he get traded? So one of those things, let me just give everybody, this is from Nick Wagner, who does a great job. Kittle signed his extension on August 13th. Warner, July 30 or 21st, Debo, July 31st, Bosa, September 6th. My guess, do you want to go first or do you want mine out first? I don't want to miss
you can go first. I'm going to take a look at my trusty iPhone calendar.
There we go.
You know, it's important to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's important to how the Niners conduct their business too as well. So you go first. And I'll give you a date when you finish.
I'm going August 5th.
Okay.
I wanted to go earlier, but I think Ayuk's going to use these next couple of weeks. Hopefully he holds in. That's kind of my hope. It's just that he shows up. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So, you know, Debo showed up, but didn't practice. Bosa never showed up. That dude flew into the game. He didn't even, they brought his stuff to the game. he didn't even go to his locker room. I'm joking. I'm exaggerating. But, all right, Wayne, take it away. I got to know what you got on this.
So the cool thing is I'm definitely in August. We're going to go August. I'm going to go August 26th.
Oh, way later.
Way later. And the reason being, I really truly believe the deal gets done, but it's going to come down to like that 25th hour and Kyle Shanahan is just going to have to come in and intervene. And Kyle Shanahan intervenes for his dogs. And Brandon Ayuk, let me remind you, is a Kyle Shanahan dog. There will never be another dog like Brandon Ayuk. Kyle Shanahan literally put this kid into a house, said, you got to do A, B, C, and D to get out of it. And not only did he do that, he became a back-to-back 1,000-yard wide receiver. He's the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL, and he does it on a severely less amount of receptions every single year. You can't tell me a almost 1400 yard receiver at 70 receptions is not that dude. You can't tell me that. Let me just ask you this, John, you're good at math. If he had 100 receptions like these top wide receivers we're talking about, where do you think that number of yards would end up? I'm just curious.
1700.
You can't tell me that this dude isn't a number one. Now, will the Niners pay him as a number one? That's a different conversation. Should they? That's a different conversation. All I'm saying is Kyle Shanahan will make sure his dogs are on this roster. I'm not saying you can't win without certain players, but I'm not trusting any rookie to do what Brandon Ayuk did.
No, nobody. And maybe like if you've got like Roma Dunze or, you know, one of those.
I'm not even trusting them.
Yeah, even then, it's not. No. And I like the comments. I appreciate what everybody's putting out there. And we're all over the spectrum. Bobo in classic Bobo style, baby. He comes in and says, I believe Ayuk will play for a different team this season. I don't know. I listened to the Commanders press conference. And
they're not interested in the trade, right?
Yeah, he said, he's like, yeah, I don't see how a trade would work.
And let me ask you this, right?
I don't see how that even
makes sense. You're Kyle Shanahan, why in the hell would you trade him to the NFC and give him to a guy that probably covets Brandon Ayuk and Adam Peters? I'm not giving my friend a weapon.
Not when the Super Bowl window's open. The only way I would do it, and this is where I get stuck, and I don't want to go off in all these trade whatever. They're fun. Is if they gave us their first next year, because I think that could be a top five pick. But that doesn't help you win a Super Bowl now. So, like, you've got to give me something. Like, I don't think Washington would trade that first. Because, again, I do not buy into Kingsbury and Jaden. I think Jaden Daniels is awesome, but that offensive line isn't. And I don't know. I'm out on Washington this year. I think
they're years away, right?
Yeah. But,
and they continue to keep those first round picks because they're going to follow the model of what, you know, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch did in San Francisco, right? Take those top picks, spend some money in free agency, and build. And that's where they are.
Yeah. There we go. I love it, man. It's fun, and I'm curious to see kind of how that's going to go. I do like all the comments. You know, Ayuk isn't going anywhere, but him getting, you know, anywhere very low percentage. I think he's got to play. He's got to play. That's all there is to it. Like, if he doesn't play, the contract tolls.
But I think they do the deal, right? Because that's what the Niners do. And we see this. We're seeing it more to where it's becoming a distraction or whatnot, because we're talking about a position that technically is a luxury position to have, right? The Niners already paid Debo, and now they're about to pay Brandon Ayuk. Now, the Niners have to figure out how to differentiate the two, which shouldn't be hard, right? And then make sure that they figure out how to backload some of the money. So, you know, it doesn't hit them now. And then contracts will expire, and then his factors will kick in. And I think that's the motto from Parag Marate and what they like to do with some of these contracts. But I don't think the number is going to be at 30, but I think the number is going to be close. And I think they figure it out. And we're going to win a Super Bowl with Brandon Ayuk on this roster.
Oh, I love it. The longer this goes, I still lean that an extension gets done. It's probably like a 60-40. The 40% is Kim. Shout out to my man Ken from Denmark over here. Ayuk will play out the fifth-year option, tag and trade next year. Now, you lose a lot of the – you tag and trade him for probably like a third-round pick, maybe a second if you're lucky, back in second, early third. That seems to kind of grow more and more and make more and more sense. But I want the deal done. And Corey Soto right here, he says, you know, if a deal does get done, and that's a big if, that was a flat-out F for the 49ers in negotiating. Completely unnecessary. No lessons learned. I disagree there because everybody goes back to the DeForest Buckner trade and how horrible that was. That was the lesson they learned. Don't negotiate before the draft. When they negotiated with Buckner and were like, man, that's way more than we can pay. We got to trade this dude. After the DeForest Buckner, they said, nope, we're not doing that no more. We would rather pay a premium and keep them than do the A.J. Brown trade or the DeForest Buckner trade or whatever. So I get they're paying a premium, but waiting until after the draft, if it gets you keep all these guys, which has worked up until now, I know it sucks and I hate it always brought up, but I prefer it, Wayne.
So, you know, some news, updated news. Per Ian Rappaport, Brandon Ayuk is reporting to training camp. Sources tell him and Mike Garofalo, despite his desires for a new contract. And so, you know, it's funny because I just said, like, this is going to happen, but he's not going to participate.
No, I wanted the hold in. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. And it makes sense because he lives right here in California. He lived right there in California. So he likes to, he said it, he likes to work out at the facility. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to go there and work out. And he won't be fined $15,000 a day.
Dude, that is awesome. That's great news. This is great news.
This is great news. It's a step toward the right direction, right?
Yes. This is awesome. So I love this. That's what I was hoping for. That's what I wanted. He's not going to practice. He'll be there in the meetings and all that stuff. He doesn't get fined. I'm just here, so I will not get fined. Shout out to Marshawn, one of my favorite humans ever. But this is good news. This is great news. We've got the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch press conference coming up on the way. So we're going to wrap this show. Wayne, go tell us real quick your weekly schedule that you're planning on putting out there just so we can make sure we find all the shows we want of the Wayne Breezy.
Ah, man, I appreciate that. Listen, man, so Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the new season is about to kick off. So we got the BAM show with myself and Mike Andrews from Nothing But Niners. That's going to be on the channel. Typically, it's a 30-minute show where you guys could kind of get a quick fix of some 49ers content from two of your favorite 49er creators. That's around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Wayne Breezy show will be switched to Tuesdays and Thursdays. The time has not been set in stone as of yet, but that will be a consistent Tuesday and Thursday. We got the Nitty Gritty Niners show is going to be back on Monday nights. We got the overreaction shows after the games. All the stuff is about to kick back off. We got the Pigskin Picks with myself and Mo's Nose, where we're going to go through all the teams and do our picks and have some fun. We got the What's Your Fantasy Show with co-host Peachy, where we help people, you know, put their fantasy football teams together. And the drafts are going to get ready to, you know, to kick off real soon. So we'll be doing that and bringing that show back, man. Yeah, we're going to have some fun this season for sure. And then there's going to be a lot of exclusive shows and things like that on the Patreon. And you got to sign up for the Patreon to get the exclusive shows. So make sure you go do that. It's at the Wayne Breezy. Appreciate you.
Dude, this has been fun. It is here. We've got new news. It's going to be coming down the pipe here in about 20 minutes or so. So we're going to wrap this show. Tuesdays, John and Wayne show is going to continue, obviously. And hopefully you guys come out to Seattle with the 49ers Rush Road Trip. Yeah, we got lots of games planned, but that one, Mike Andrews probably coming out, Wayne's coming out, I'll be there for sure. 49ersrushroadtrip.com, go check it out. That's going to do it for us. Appreciate you, Wayne. Appreciate you, Faithful. And until next time, stay strong, Faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.